One of the hottest topics circulating around the agriculture industry in the past few years has been the land market. Despite the lower land market and cautious buyers, Randy Dickett, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations, Farmers National Company, says despite slower land market and cautious buyers, there's a 29% increase in the number of acres sold. We talked. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
We had that 29% increase in the acres we sold over the last couple of years in the first 6 months of our fiscal year in 2019. The estates or the family selling what amounted to a little larger acreage size than maybe in the past. As we see that ownership acreage inch up a little bit, some of those got sold. And then we also had above normal activity, which ended up being some larger acreages that we sold. So just combination of some larger properties, but also a little bit more being sold that way.
Out here in the Northwest, it has been shocking to watch totally rural areas become urban areas. People are selling farms. Meridian, Idaho is a place that 20 years ago was primarily farmland, and today one of the nicest cities in the country to live in, but you can't find a farm anymore. Is that a national trend?
No, that's not happening. There continues to be a little bit of ongoing attrition from farmland acres. That latest USDA ag survey showed we're down to about 900 million ag acres, and that's down from 912. So we continue to lose some every year.
David Sparks, AgInfo.net.